We want to say good evening to everyone, and it's so good to be here tonight, and it is good to see all of you that are here. And I just want you to know that I am elated to be here and consider it to be a blessing from the Lord to be in your fellowship tonight. And I will be dealing with the second part of benefits. On last night, we talked about benefits from the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. And we told you how rich that you are. And on tonight, we want to tell you how to continue with this riches. You can live like a king. From the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, and we're going to ask you to turn there. These are some of the scriptures that we will be dealing with. And of course, we're going to have to go through it hurriedly, but we will give you some things that hope that will stay on your mind and will help you to go to heaven. Since Romans is a book of logic, it is a book of therefores. We have the therefore of condemnation in Romans 3 and verse 20, justification in Romans 5 and 1, no condemnation, Romans 8 verse 1, dedication, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. But in presenting this case, the Apostle Paul has proved that the whole world is guilty before God. Everybody is guilty, he said. The Jew and the Gentile stand guilty before God. There are none that are righteous. No, not one. And as he continued to make his case, he let us understand that we have been blessed by the God of heaven with all of these spiritual blessings now that we're going to find in Romans, the fifth chapter. And he let us understand that it is by grace through faith, in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that it is by grace through faith, not that of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then he uses Abraham as his illustration. And if the readers of the letter, he said, stopped at this point, he would know that he need to and could be saved. But how can he be saved? But there is much more that the sinner need to know about justification by faith. This is one of the benefits that we have in Christ Jesus. So he talked about the justification. And let's look at this justification. In other words, they were saying, how is it possible for God to save a sinner through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross? Chapter 5 is Paul's explanation to this question. And as Paul gives his explanation, the last two words of Romans chapter 4, Paul uses justification. He explained two basic truths. The blessings of our justification in Romans chapter 5 and verse 11, and then the basis of our justification in chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. So he uses the entire fifth chapter to show us all of the benefits that we are blessed with. Now, the blessings of justification, and we're going to start with verse 1. In the listing of these blessings, Paul accomplished two purposes. Number one, he told how wonderful it is for us to be a Christian. Our justification is not simply a guarantee of heaven, and even as thrilling as that is, but it is also the source of tremendous blessings that we enjoy both here and now. We can enjoy. And this is why I say we can live like a king. We're wealthy. We're rich. You know, you've heard about millionaires. You've heard about billionaires. You've heard about trillionaires. But do you know even the man that is a trillionaire, do you know we are richer in Christ Jesus tonight than the trillionaire? And so this is what Paul is saying, that we're rich. And so he deals with it now. In his second purpose, it was the assurance to his readers that justification is a lasting thing. In other words, his Jewish readers in particular would ask, can this spiritual experience last if it does not require obedience to the law? No, it does not require obedience to the law. What about the trials and the suffering of life? What about the coming of the judgment when God declares us righteous in Christ Jesus? He gave us seven spiritual blessings that assure us that we will not be lost. As long as you obey God, Paul is saying you cannot be lost. Now, the only way you can be lost is to refuse to obey God. And so this is what Paul is fixing to deal with. Paul said, now the reason that you can be saved. See, Paul is not talking about being lost. He's talking about being saved. The reason you can be saved, because number one, you have peace with God. And the unsaved person is at enmity with God. In Romans 5 and verse 10, we're God's enemy, you see. But we need to be God's friends. Can this be accomplished? Now he goes on to say, because he cannot obey God's law or fulfill God's will. Two verses from Isaiah make the matter clear. Look at Isaiah 48 and verse 22. There is no peace, said the Lord, unto the wicked. If you're wicked, you can't have peace with God. And this is what Paul is saying. Then when you look at Isaiah 32 and verse 17, he said, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. You want peace with God? Then you're going to have to come through Jesus Christ. Then he talks about condemnation. Condemnation means that God declared us sinners. Everybody was a sinner and is a sinner, Paul said. There none righteous. No, not one. And so we are declared to be sinners. But then we notice now that there is also another declaration. And when we are sinners, God declares the declaration of war on us. Justification means that God declared us righteous, which is the declaration of peace. So here's one of the benefits that we have in Christ Jesus is justification. And so the declaration of peace made possible by Christ's death on the cross. You see in Psalms 85 and verse 10, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Now, because the law worketh wrath in Romans 4:15, nobody condemned by the law can enjoy peace with God. So you want peace with God? But when you are justified by faith, then you are declared righteous. And the law cannot condemn you or declare war on you. And then he said, we have another benefit. We got access to God in verse 2. Now the Jews was kept from the presence of God by the veil of the temple. And the Gentiles was kept out by the walls of the temple with a warning on it that any Gentile that came beyond the wall would be killed. But when Jesus Christ died on that cross, do you know he tore the veil was rent in Luke 23 and verse 45. And he broke down the middle wall of partition that stood between the Jew and the Gentile. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, these are benefits that we have in Jesus Christ. In Christ, believing Jews and Gentiles have access to God. In Ephesians 2:16, Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 25, and they can draw upon the inexhaustible riches of the grace of God. Remember in Ephesians 1:7, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So we stand in grace and not in law. Justification has to do with our standing. Sanctification has to do with our state. So again, here's another benefit that we have in Jesus Christ. So the child of the king can enter into the Father's presence no matter how the child looks. You see, the word access here means entrance to the king through the favor of another. We can enter before the throne of God. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. Isn't that what the Hebrew writer said? We have access to the throne of God. We can come before the throne of God and we can obtain a fine grace and mercy in a time of need. This is another benefit that we have in Christ Jesus. You can't find this benefit anywhere else. It's only in Christ. And then it talks about the glorious hope. You notice in verse 2b, peace with God takes care of the past. He will no longer hold our sins against us because that's been cleaned, been washed. Now access to God take care of the present. Today, we can come to him at all times. And we can find help in a time of need. Hope of the glory of God takes care of the future. I don't have to worry about the future because my hope is in Jesus Christ. Hope of the glory of God will take care of the future. One day we shall share in his glory. And then there's the word rejoice, can be translated boast. Not only in verse 2, but also in verse 3 and verse 11. Look at that joy. When we were sinners, there was nothing that we could boast about in Romans 3:27, because we fell short of the glory of God in Romans 3:23. But in Christ, we boast in his righteousness and his glory. Paul will amplify this in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 18 through 30. And then there's the Christian character, verses 3 through 4 in Romans 5. Justification is no escape now from the trials of life. But in this world, you shall have tribulation. Jesus have already told us. But for the believer, trials work for him and not against him. No amount of suffering can separate us from the love of God in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. I'm going to have to quit because my time is up. But Paul said, nothing, you know, can separate us from the love of God. And therefore, we know with the benefits that we have in Christ, we're rich in his grace, his mercy, his truth. We have eternal life. Thank you.